Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Happy family, one hand slap. The maid was dead, but he brought her back. Higgledy piggledy, and the clock went up the wall, and some kind of mouse went and hit it and then fell. And I don't know what the hell they're all doing, but I was driving home this evening. Sometime around at that time. I don't know what it was. But it was at some point in time. And I was thinking, all the food that comes out of the ocean, all that watery type stuff, fish, plankton, all that crap, I can't eat it anymore. It makes me sick. I used to enjoy some fish, fried fish. It was always good. Yum, 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 yum. But now it makes me sick. And then I was thinking, penguins. Penguins swim in the ocean, but they're a bird. But they're a mammal. But they're not quite a fish. But would I get sick if I ate a penguin? And damn, now I'm hungry and I want to eat a penguin. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Man, I am in Dilemmaville.
Why? What? Do you want a penguin?
Right too? Before I get on here, and I like to check the updates and multitask. I can't multitask like you do. You've got the multi screens. If you ever get the chance to go to Zombie Zach's house when he's doing any kind of a show, he literally looks like Tony Stark, like where he just flings his, you know, fingers forward, and there's a Facebook update, and then he swings over here, and there's three forums he's currently talking on, and then here's two of the shows he's doing simultaneously, and all this stuff. I mean, he needs a running start. He needs to, when you walk into his, like, this show starts at 9, he's actually been doing this since 7:30.
No.
Yes, seven. You have.
7 o'clock. Yes. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Well, that's Canadian, though.
Yeah, okay. I added a third monitor.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's a 40-inch TV. So damn. Every once in a while I can play on that as well.
Yeah, you people are only getting the condensed version, but he takes this as a running start. But this is why I'm in a dilemma, because I need your help. I can't multitask like you. I just came onto Skype a couple seconds ago, and I have a friend request from Girl Who Likes Starkiss 17. And I don't, it didn't include a picture. She has a question mark head.
No picture? What the hell is that crap? That's lame.
It said you could, like, view their profile, and usually you check them out and say, well, who the hell are you? Do I know you or whatever? Nothing. It's just a question mark head. If I could multitask like you, I could probably go down different avenues and go, oh, that's who you are.
Don't go to them. Now, nope, don't go to them. Take it away.
No?
No.
I don't know what to do.
It's bad mojo.
Should I just sign her up? I trust her. She sounds good.
Yeah, she sounds like a keeper. I'd say no.
Well, you're talking about penguins. What about tuna fish?
No, I can't do tuna. Tuna makes me sick.
Does it really?
The smell of tuna, the smell alone of
tuna.
All right,
then I'm going to delete her, because Starkiss is a tuna. So
exactly.
You are ignored. A Girl Who Likes Starkiss Tuna, number 17. If you're in the chat room tonight, or if you're floating around the internet at ether regions.
Ether.
Or nether regions.
Nether regions. Whoa, no.
Whatever you happen to be on the internet.
Whoa, there's a lot of nether regions on the internet.
Know that I just ignored your request, but it's nothing against you personally. I just, I'm right now I'm with Zombie Zach. He don't dig tuna. You got to go.
Tuna's bad.
You got to go.
Tuna's like mustard.
Really? You don't like mustard either?
Just, you know I don't like mustard. You read the story.
I know.
Dude, if people at the flea market bug me about that every once in a while. I was like, dude, yeah, no mustard. Nuh-uh.
See, that's why you're Canadian. If you would come down here, it's the law. You got to eat a hot dog, and it's got to have mustard and onions.
No. Onions I could do. Only cheese on meat. Meat, the only thing that should ever dress meat is cheese or more meat.
Really? You don't do the mayonnaise?
Ugh. Or it's disgusting.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. I like the way some people say it, because it's funny.
I like the way some people say it.
It's funny. It's funny as Magic Farmers. It's funny. But I can't. Right. I can't taste it.
Mayonnaise
I can't stand
was
it.
Invented.
My grandma used to make her own mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how she did it, but she used to make foods like that all the time. And it's like, no, I'm running away.
Do you eat salads?
No.
Okay.
No green things.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you eat salad, do you eat that without any topping, without any dressing, too?
No green things, no red thing. Well, okay, pizza sauce is fine, tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are terrible, though.
No, I'm the same way, dude. High five right here. Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm the same. I could eat tomato sauce and spaghetti on pizza and ravioli, the whole bit. You give me a raw tomato, get it out of here.
Yeah, okay, so for you, it's probably a texture thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. What? Name the food that it matches up with. You eat a turkey club, you got your crisp bacon, crunchy lettuce, you got your toasted bread, you got your meat, and all of a sudden you got this gushy red crap. Oh, dry heave.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to do that.
No, you can't do that. You can't. Nope. Why would you put that on a sandwich? It's like, you know.
Ruining the taste of meat.
Everything. Ruins the taste of everything.
Well, the rest of the stuff on a BLT is like nothing. It's not. Who cares? It's the meat. I'm only worried about the meat.
BLT, the T to me means toast.
Okay.
It means toast. Don't fly the tomato in there. Gushy thing.
Ooh, I like Jack's comment. Mayonnaise is made with witchcraft.
Ah.
I think so.
The great R. Scott McCoy, who lives in the way up there in the Minnesota regions. It's like our American Siberia.
Ooh, that's a horrible place. Well, no, actually, it's not that bad.
Minnesota, yeah. I think they're finally getting rid of the snow. A lot of those are Norse people that live there, and British, you know, Isles people.
Ugh.
He always says mayonnaise is our salsa. When they feel like going crazy and spicing it up and going wild,
mayo and everything.
Mayonnaise. Oh yeah.
Good Lord, great Googa Mooga. I'm sorry. I'm going to put maple syrup or butterscotch sauce on everything, not mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is just wrong. Mayonnaise is created by the devil to wayward people, to throw them into a stymieing pool of drizzly drool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't help but rhyme. It's the poet in you. You cannot help it.
I can help it. I can help it do more!
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Godzilla yet?
I promised the boys I'm taking them this weekend. We were at a wedding and everything last weekend, so we didn't get to catch it. We figured our friends celebrating their love and putting rings on each other's fingers was probably more important.
Poppycock.
I said the word. I said probably. So yeah, I think we're going to catch it this weekend. Very excited about it. The only real negative thing I've heard is you walk out of there kind of feeling like the cowbell thing. You know, I got to have more cowbell. You kind of feel like I got to have more Godzilla.
Well,
and that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. And I understand why some people will say, yeah, we need more Godzilla. We didn't see enough Godzilla. It's like, well, you do realize that he's huge. And if the whole movie was just about him, it's just smash, grab, bash. Which I could watch that. And I'd be totally fine with that. But there's got to be more to a movie. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't talk. So, you know, it's like there's no dialogue and progression of character story development. He's basically a big monster. It's what do you expect? I only have one gripe about the whole movie. And that was the name of the Mutos.
Of the who?
The monsters. Like, and I get it. It's an actual real military thing that they would actually have named these things Mutos. Massive, unidentified, terrestrial objects. It's like, okay, sure. Unimaginative military would come up with something really dorky as that. But every time they said it, I keep thinking, where's my mints? I need a Mentos. I need a Mentos.
Yes, yes. Wouldn't that have been cool just to see Godzilla kicking butt, smashing buildings, and then just calmly leaning up against one of them and popping a Mentos in his mouth?
Yes. That would have made me giggle a lot.
The quicker freshen upper, or whatever it was called.
I don't know what the hell their tagline was, but it's whatever. But it would have been neat.
And then another monster jumps out from around the corner and goes, Ricola!
Oh, crap. Now I might do some photoshopping later tonight. But I'm not going to go there right now. Wow. I will say this. I love the movie. Anybody else who's got any negative feedback on the movie, it's like, okay, you're probably missing the point of the whole movie. It's a big monster movie. It's a big monster movie that's trying to tell the story from the point of view of the people around the story. Godzilla is Godzilla. He's the big G. He's the dude face with the big monster-y type stuff. He's there. That's his shtick. But
couldn't they have called them BAMs?
BAMs?
Big-ass monsters.
I think they might have gotten too confused with BEMs.
Oh, bug-eyed monsters.
Bug-eyed monsters, yes.
Yes, no, you're right. You're right.
So it's like, I don't know. I think the whole Mutos thing was, yes, that was probably an I read an interview with somebody that said that they had actual military advisors. They suggested the term. It's like,
is this still the number one movie in the whole wide world?
It's number one this weekend. It's definitely going to get kicked out next weekend.
So when the X-Men comes out?
Yes. But Godzilla is doing way better than everybody was going to give it credit for. Dudeface from Forbes said it was going to flop. And I love the fact that everybody's making a big deal about this. Yeah, it's going to flop. It's like, dude, what? Really?
Who said it's going to flop? It's Godzilla.
Some dude from Forbes magazine said it was going to suck. It was going to flop. And the studios that were putting it out said, yeah, we're going to be happy if it makes $70 million on opening boxing weekend. Opening week, box office takes. So, yeah, we'll be happy with that. The net on the weekend for box office take, I believe, was 190.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. 190, 210. I don't really remember the number. I saw a bunch of different numbers, and they keep throwing it around.
Well, answer me this. You're the guy on the edge. You've got the pulse of the world right in the palm of that multitasking
that
hand.
Is.
Yeah, that's what that is. Don't squeeze too hard.
I need some sharpie.
But you've got your ear to the ground. You've got all those things going for you. This is the first summer I can remember going into the summer, you know, going into the season, because we're like 2 weeks out, you know, a week or so out, that I haven't heard about any of the future blockbusters coming up. This is like a dead summer. I mean,
no.
You already have Godzilla coming. You got already Captain America. That's already come and gone. You got Godzilla. You've got X-Men. And then we get into June and July and August, and I haven't heard much about usually, you know what I mean? Everyone's anticipating the Avengers movie coming. Everyone's anticipating, you know, this movie coming or that movie coming. And there's some big epic. What is like they pulled the trigger too early this year?
No,
all the good stuff came out.
There's too many. There are 28 what they call tentpole movies coming out this year, which is almost a third and a half to a double over previous years. All right,
but they got to be good. What are the big franchise movies? What are the big?
Okay, we got this X-Men. We got Blended, which is the comedy thing. We got Maleficent. We've got that one's garbage. I don't care
Disney
about it.
Thing.
Edge of Tomorrow.
What is that? That's a soap opera. What is that?
No. Edge of Tomorrow is another. What's his nut? Goofy arched. What the hell's his name? I Am Legend guy. Show me the money. That guy.
Will Smith. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. That's the one.
Really?
That's one of his movies. Oh, I'm looking forward to this one. All Cheerleaders Die? No. Transformers 4 is coming out.
Cares at this point?
No. This one's going to be the first good one.
Really? Is Michael Bay still attached?
Okay, so this will be the first gooder one.
Okay,
because Matt Damon's in it, not what's his name?
Goofy. Oh, Sniveling Wussnut?
Yes, Sniveling Snuffnut. He's not in it anymore. He burned
his
bridges.
But that was the part that made it.
Ooh, I didn't know about this movie. I'm gonna have to watch that. Cabin Fever, Patient Zero. Ooh. So yeah, and Expendables 3.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a big budget movie. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. One of the movies, actually, the only next movie I'm waiting to see, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep, everyone's hyped up about that. And I think there's like another Planet of the Apes coming. You know,
there is another. Oh, Leprechaun! They've got another Leprechaun movie coming. Woohoo!
Like,
I'm gonna watch that one. That's gonna be fun, 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 fun. Oh, there is a movie you will have to watch called Lucy.
Is that the one with Scarlett?
Yes.
Johansson.
Yes.
I saw previews for that when I saw Captain America.
Exactly.
And looks really, really good. Is that her brain? That's the one where her brain
is
basically
slowly.
Yeah, starts doing what you do just to get the show going.
Okay. And chocolate.
A supercomputer.
Yes, basically it's merging with the universe and the whole, hey, look, I can do things. I love this one little scene shot in the commercial where there's like 30 guys with guns all coming towards her, and she just waves her hand a little, shoom, and 29 of them all fall, and then the one guy in the middle is like still standing. He's like, I'm still going to try and shoot you.
Tenacious.
That too. That would be a word that would be applicable in that inventiculary environment. But no, what they say is there's like 28 of these tentpole movies, and they're not necessarily all big budget movies, but some of the production houses put out. Oh, Hercules, yeah. There's also that one from The Rock in. The Rock? The Rock is in it. Yes.
Is he Hercules?
He's Hercules. There we go, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, that's in July. There's a bunch of feel-good, happy kids movies as well coming up.
No reason for that. There's no reason for that.
That keeps the kids amused and they stay out of my ear.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it's not. Well, you may not have seen very much. I don't see very much in the way of trailers anymore because I don't do TV. So I mean, I don't see the trailers unless I go looking for trailers.
Yeah, I don't catch a lot of on my TiVo thing. It's got a section on demand, I think.
Just call it the box.
The box on the box. There's on the demand on the box. There's a section that you can go to actually see trailers.
I forgot to mention that there is a movie in December that I have to watch. Filthy Hobbits.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that always comes out towards the end of the year. Is this the 14th segment? 15th?
Yes.
Where are they
the
with this?
The final segment.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
The second one is better than the first one as far as upbeat motion activity. Hey, look, action, adventure, woo! Spiders! Love the spiders.
Spiders!
The spiders were awesome in that movie.
Was it a big-ass spider?
Huge-ass spiders.
Did you see that on Sci-Fi?
I haven't seen that yet. I want to see it. I just haven't gotten around to picking it up.
As a matter of fact, if you've got the box, I think they showed it sometime today or tonight, and they replay it again at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can set your TiVo and record Big Ass Spider tonight.
I don't got the box.
You don't got the box?
No.
I'll TiVo it and hold it up to my window for you.
Okay, I can pick up that reception on the telemetry machine.
Excellent. But it got to stage 5. I don't want to ruin the ending.
Well, I would hope not.
But Big Ass Spider got to stage 5. They couldn't stop it.
Well,
that's when it really hits the fan.
Stage 5. It's where to go. But I got to share with you a movie that I also watched this weekend. It's not a new movie, though.
This is where I think...
This is the scary movie.
This is where you pull out gold. What do you have for us?
Alien versus Ninja.
Alien versus Ninja.
The name alone sells me on the movie.
Don't spoil it.
The front cover sells me on the movie. Hey, they also made these two other movies, Machine Gun Girl and Robo Geisha, that one. And I love those movies.
I think I've seen Robo Geisha.
Yeah, it's the one with the chick, her head splits open and the buzzsaw comes out. Bzzz.
Yes.
With the acidic booby juice from the two girls who keep going around trying to kill everyone.
And it's a musical, right?
It's a musical. It's a happy, sappy little musical. They do a sing and song dance in the movie, too. There is a dance scene.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I actually have seen that one. I like that one.
But Alien
so
versus
one
Ninja.
Is Aliens versus Ninjas.
I hurt my head wrapping my head around it. It was, this could have been so cool and so fun. And they had a couple of scenes that were like, great. But then you put all these stereotypical type characters in it and they like sucked. And the cute chick doesn't even show any skin. It's very
disappointing. What's the budget?
I don't know, probably a couple $100.
Awesome!
Yeah. No, budget was about par for this type of movie, but they just really, like, being part of a segment of a category of movie type, splatter Japanese, really weird movies. You'd expect there'd be more splatter in the movie. And that would have sold me better on it. But I was disappointed. I had much sad in this movie. Much sad.
It brought me much sad.
It brought me to much sad lands, yes. And then, to bring me out of the sad lands, finished watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. EW, shut up. Ha! I've seen it now. And the first episode of Orphan Black. And I gotta say, that's kind of weird, but it could go places. And to cleanse the palate, World War Z. Which, when I first saw it in the theater, was like, well, I don't know about this one. This didn't taste right. But then, watching the special features, oh, so you were going for that angle. That worked.
But that's the one that had Brad Pitt in it and was very had very little to do with the book, correct?
Correct. But that was actually what J. Michael Straczynski is the writer of the script for the movie. And I like him a lot. He does Babylon 5. He did the real Ghostbusters. He does a whole bunch of comic books now. All sorts of stuff. And he's a really good writer. So reading, watching his little interview bit about why he chose to go the direction he went was, okay, that makes sense. Because the book is more newspaper historical perspectives, like, bam, hey, this happened, bam, that happened, hey, bam, that happened.
Right, right.
And the movie he was taking it was from, well, so they had all of this stuff in the book, so somebody had to do all that investigative work. Who did that work? What was his story?
Oh!
So the movie is that story, and then at the end of the movie, when they have the whole news bits and things going on, that's the book.
Oh!
So it's like, okay, that makes more sense to me, and I can enjoy that movie now.
So this comes before. This is kind of like the prequel to World War Z. So why didn't they just call it World War Y?
See, that was the thing I had as well when I originally saw it at the theater. It's like, this is not the book. It's like all the stuff that leads up to the book. And the book is like, But it's like, if they had more marketing going on with the whole, hey, well, this is what we were actually aiming for, probably would have gotten a lot less negative press.
Is it... I don't want to bring up cultural differences. Did I say that correct, or should it be Yeb?
Yeb? What's a Yeb?
Instead of Y.
No.
Because you don't say Z, you say Zeb.
That's correct.
So would it be Yeb?
No, it would be Y.
Why you got to give him the extra love to the letter Z?
Because it's a Zed. You crazy Americans always trying to change things up.
With our shortcuts and our Z's and our Mutos.
Mutos. Wait, give me. I want a Muto. No, I want a Mento. I don't know what the hell I want. Gosh darn it! Give me some butterscotch.
You can do butterscotch. Would you put butterscotch on a sandwich?
I would put butterscotch on anything.
Hmm.
I even like butterscotch alcohol.
Okay. Okay.
Butterscotch schnapps is actually the bee's knees to drink.
It is a little thick, but yeah, it's.
Have you ever seen German beer?
Oh yeah.
Stuff where you pour out and it takes like 15 minutes.
I used to drop. In my day, I used to do the peppermint schnapps because it tastes like toothpaste. And if you do it right, even if you drink too much and lose your lunch during the evening, you still have minty fresh breath.
Yeah.
So it's always good to plan ahead.
When I used to work at Woolworths, we'd have the bums come in and they would drink the Aquavelva. Same thing.
Exactly.
Same.
Exactly. Did they have hairy throats? They did not.
I never checked long enough because as soon as we caught them, they bolted and ran. It's like, ah! And they just took off. We didn't bother chasing because what's the point? We're going to prosecute them? No. Are we going to persecute them? No. Are we going to hit them with sticks? Can't do that. We're in Canada.
That's true. Hit them right in the head.
Okay. I can do that. I can give them the placebo hit. Or I can hit them in the placebo. Either way.
Kick them in the zeds.
That's too. Yeah. Now, do you know what time it is?
No.
It's about 9:28.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's 9:27 here. We're about a minute behind.
Oh, well, you know, I like to have my wee little intermezzo here at this point in time of the show because I like musics. How do you like musics?
I love musics.
You might like this musics because I don't remember. Oh, I know what musics I sent. Yeah.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
So, when you're in the game and your mind is not somebody else's name and you play with the Tonka toys and then these things all go on like they, you have some ZZ top and it's like really cool. Right, Greg?
You know, do you call him ZZ?
I call him ZZ. It drives people insane because everybody else calls him ZZ. I was like, I'm calling him ZZ. I don't care what you people
think. I think
they
should. Especially when they tore up there. It's only right. It's,
exactly.
That's you made me laugh when you played that song. That song always makes me giggle. Man.
Say what now?
I'm not going to do it till I have permission.
Okay. You have permission. Okay. Go ahead.
My little brother, he's adopted little brother, but I love him like a little brother nevertheless, is married to a beautiful woman. She's a former model and she's an actress and stuff. Beautiful woman.
Good for him.
But she laughs.
And her.
She laughs like ZZ Top in that song. And that always makes me, because she's just this beautiful lady, and all of a sudden, whenever you make her laugh, she goes, ha, 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 ha. She can't help it. And then you start laughing harder, and then she's like, ha, ha.
And then you record it, and you release a band single.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, your biggest fan. Ha, 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 ha.
Cool. But now,
so, yeah.
Now that we've got the important stuff, the bread and butter stuff, discussion stuff out of the way, we have a very important thing to talk about.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? I haven't given you any prep work on this.
I will pull in all my improv training and do my best to keep up with you.
Awesome sausages. Batman and Superman. The new movie.
Sitting in a tree. KISSING.
Hit him with a stick! See who gets missed. I don't know. I don't care. So Batman
is
and
that
Robin.
Coming up this summer?
Oh, man. Why am I keep saying Batman and Robin? That's just really throwing me out. Batman versus Superman. That's coming out next year. Versus. This is supposed to be a conflict movie between those two. Oh, okay. But wait. We're going to also introduce Wonder Woman. And oh, but wait. We might also introduce Aquaman. Oh, we're not sure yet, though. So we're just waiting for the test feedback to come back. And then maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't.
You can't have Versus if they're all super friends.
But they're not super friends yet.
Well, I missed that part of the cartoon.
It
was Apache Indian.
What?
Isn't that the guy's name, Apache Indian? He grew up to be the big giant.
That's not... okay, maybe that is Deceit. Isn't that... No. Maybe, yeah.
That was in the Super Friends.
I don't know. I never watched the Super Friends. Wait, no, I did watch the Superfans. I just didn't like them. Wonder Woman was always so happy, smiley looking. Batman was always smiling, and Superman was always smiling. And I kept thinking,
yeah, well, that,
what the hell, which universe did these people come from?
That was back in the DC day, where you could have taken any of their heroes' dialogue and swapped it with somebody else's dialogue, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Exactly.
It's like heavy metal bands in the 80s. You could take a Vixen song and stick it with Dokken.
I almost threw in a Y&T song today for today's intermezzo.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a band, Y&T. They were a heavy metal band in the 80s.
Yeah. You could have taken Warrant and swapped them with Megashoo.
Megashoo?
And I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I got what you're saying there.
And I would have sat there and go, see, that's a cool hairband song.
Okay. But
that's the way the dialogue used to go with DC. You could take Aquaman's word bubble and put it over to Batman, and everyone would have gone, yep.
Well, except for the fact that Aquaman's word bubble would be wet and soggy.
That's right. He'd be going, you know, let's go get those bad dollars.
Yeah, exactly. But
for
DC, I have to say, if you're going to watch anything or read anything, the new series they've got coming out in a couple months called the... what the hell? Where's the book? Crap, it's over there. New Front... No. Future something. Crap.
Future something crap.
I was reading it a second ago. It was right here. Where did it go?
It's called Future Something Crap.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, DC's updated itself now. I'm talking about, like, the 60s and 70s comics.
No, DC updated themselves and made more crap.
Yeah, but they had to catch up to Marvel, because Marvel had real issues and real dialogue and real characters.
Well, I get a kick out of that, but we'll get back to that. I wanted to talk and focus on for a second Batman versus Superman. So the thing that I would have thought would have been great for this movie, having Batman versus Superman, would have been a way of showcasing it and really screwing around with people's heads by saying, Batman, he's a good guy. Superman, he's a good guy. But they both achieve the result in different ways. Superman, only honor and right is right. Batman, by any means necessary, but whatever cost. And then having them duke it out for that reason. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to have Superman, oh, look at me, I'm tortured soul inside, I killed somebody. And Batman, oh, look at me, my parents are dead! I don't know if they're going to use that part.
And that's where they're going to fight?
I don't know.
My calamity is bigger than your calamity?
I don't know. Well, the whole thing.
Superman should trump him, because Superman's parents are dead too. And Kevin Costner, not to do a spoiler alert, got sucked up by a tornado.
Both of Superman's parents, sets of Superman's parents are dead.
He's lost twice as much as Batman, you little wimp.
Precisely.
And then he had to kill a guy because tourists were too stupid to run out of the laser beam vision.
Exactly. And Batman had more money than God.
Mm-hmm.
Because his parents died. So he got all the money.
And Alfred is a cool guy to party with. Not many people talk about that. But he got that with the will. Alfred can throw a party.
He can do a mean shindig, yes. But okay, now we're going back to Marvel versus.
So why are they fighting?
I don't know. They don't give you any backstory on any of it right now. It's this whole, okay, are you guys just winging it, playing it by ear? You don't even have a script, and you just sort of like,
I was going to say, that's my first impression. If they're not giving you any details or any insight or anything, it's probably because they don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, they keep talking about, oh, well, we could use this as a preview thing for the Justice League. Great. Do it or don't. Don't muck it about. The more you muck it about, the more it becomes Amazing Spider-Man number 3. By the way, did you see Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Which version?
The new one that came out most recently?
Spider-Man 2 2.0 or Spider-Man 1.0?
2.0.
I have not. Okay. That's the one with Jamie Foxx as an albino electric dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Have not. Should I? No.
I will tell you that everything about Spider-Man and everything about Peter Parker, phenomenally awesome in that movie. Everything else on there pretty much sacks donkey balls.
Doesn't he fight the Rhino too? Isn't the Rhino in it?
For about 5 minutes at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert, sorry.
So does he? So is that leading up to the Spider-Man 2.0?
No, that leads up to the Rhino? That leads up to the Sinister Six.
Which
is a TV series supposedly being broached off, which is going to have Electro, Rhino, Vulture. Maybe some other guys. I don't know if they're going to have the actual original other six, or they're just going
to come up with a couple of us. Yeah, because it used to be like, what, Dr. Octopus, Mysterio?
Yeah, Doc Ock. No, Mysterio's... Yeah, Mysterio, Doc Ock, and... Goblin? Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow!
It's about time he finds work.
Exactly. Didn't he just recently get let go?
Yeah. He won't be playing in the NFL this year, I don't think.
Okay.
So, that was a fun career.
I don't know. I didn't even know who he was until you mentioned him the first time.
I tell you though, not to be Nostradamus, not to be Gene Dixon, but I predict Tim Tebow's career is going to last longer than Batman versus Superman.
I'm thinking that's going to be the case. You know what? Actually, what I really think, and I hope to God this is the case, the whole controversy about Batfleck and Wonder Whatnot and Aqua What is all going to be just filler to like hype and everything, and the real movie would be so much cooler and not have any of those.
So wouldn't that, so are you saying they're duking us by telling us Ben Affleck is Batman, but when we get there, it's really not him, it's somebody else that's really cool, and we always you guys!
That's what I really want.
Guys!
I want that to be the movie. I want the movie to be such a mind frack that everybody was like, wow, we didn't see that coming, that's freak. We're all going to watch this movie now. Kind of thing.
You had us believing you were really using Affleck.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I would watch that movie then.
I would watch it then. I'll watch it. Well, let Ben Affleck run off and do Argo 2.
Please, let's not.
Electric Boogaloo.
He can do that. I don't care about that one. He can do, what was that other movie that he did? Oh, I can't remember because it wasn't very good. Wait, didn't he do that thing with the teacher, the kids who didn't know how to learn and then learned by watching the boards and the teacher and something else?
Probably. That one I saw several times.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Ben Affleck versus the ninjas.
Yeah, I like the ninjas. They were cool. But Marvel versus DC. Are you a Marvel guy or a DC guy?
I have to say, if I had to pick a side, I'd be Marvel. I grew up with Marvel. But I'm not really either right now.
Okay.
I am for the movies. I dig what they've done with the Avengers, and I'll always be a Captain America dude. I actually just even saw Iron Man 3 this past week.
Not a terrible movie. Not a terrible movie.
Not a terrible one. Too much Tony Stark.
Not enough Iron Piper.
Yeah. Exactly.
We needed more Iron Piper. I really like
it. It was
that.
Like the impression I got from that was, damn it, we got to make something happen in the script to show that we've earned having an Academy Award winning Gwyneth Paltrow in our movie.
Yeah. Put her in.
I don't remember any of that crap in the comic books.
I don't think. Well, maybe they did put her in the armor once, but I don't think it went over too well.
But was she Lava Woman in the armor?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack just told me what the movie was that I was trying to remember the name of, but I couldn't remember it because I blocked it out. Goodwill Ducks.
Oh, yeah. But that was Matt Damon.
Yeah. Well, Ben Affleck was in that too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in it. He was, you know, let me bust a secret for you. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon shared an Academy Award for that, for best script.
Let me tell you
their partnership. They've been buddies since high school. Here's how that went down. Matt Damon said, I've got this great idea for a movie. Ben said, awesome, dude, let's write it. Matt Damon sat down at the computer, pounded it out, and turned to Ben and said, I think the pizza's ready, dude. Can you go pick it up while I finish writing this? And Ben said, you got it, best buddy. And then he said, I'll put your name on it, too.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
I could see that in Dogma.
Yeah. It's seen any time they team up. Matt Damon, I have nothing but respect for. Great actor, smart dude, whatever. Ben Affleck is, I've got a nice square jaw and I'm 6'2".
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pretty much more or less agree with your assessment there.
Yeah.
And he should never have done Daredevil.
Oh, my God.
And everybody who says, well, he did Daredevil. He's improved better since doing. Now he can do Batman. It's like, dude, no, he's the same. It's going to be the same. But
who the hell gets a test run like that? Well, do Daredevil first. Well, you suck there. Well, then try Batman. What?
Oh, yeah, he was so good in Argo. It's like he should do Batman. Connect this? Not really. I don't think.
I like when he tries to do those cop gone bad, heavy, neighborhood mafia type movies he does. Because when I think badass in the neighborhood, somebody who's street, I think Ben Affleck.
I was not aware that he made those movies.
Yeah, he did those for a couple years before Argo.
Huh.
They did as well as the one he did with Jennifer Lopez. So
I saw 5 minutes of that movie and hated it.
Yeah.
But, going back to comic books, because I like comic books. So
I like comic books.
You're not so much a Marvel guy anymore.
I'll pick Marvel. I dig Marvel. I grew up with Marvel. I just don't, and you and I have talked about this in our personal lives, I just haven't had that thrill with Marvel for a long time. I tried to do the DC switch, thinking, I'll try you out, and I did some DC comics for a while, and they kind of petered out, and then I just said, "I'm just going to read, like Vampirella. That's it."
Vampirella's good. Vampirella is Harris Comics.
Yeah, so I just buy like the little indie when I find them.
Since become Dynamite Entertainment. Ooh, did you ever remember reading Lady Death or any of that stuff, Chaos Comics?
Yes! Yes, I like that.
Coming back.
Are they really?
Not as Chaos Comics on its own. Chaos Comics is a subset of Dynamite Entertainment.
Okay.
Chaos number one just came out. I believe Brian Pulido was the original guy who did the Lady Death and other stuff, and he's attached to the project, but he's not the main guy sort of thing. Angela was a Spawn character. Evangeline was, gosh darn it, what's the guy who always draws the little waist and big breasts and tall women and legs that are out of proportion?
Yeah, she was kind of badass.
Oh, Evangeline was cool, but that's got nothing to do with Chaos. Oh, crap, why can't I remember his name right now? Everybody makes fun of him. Dagnabbit. I'll remember it in about 28 minutes after the show.
You know who I really like, too, and I wish they'd bring back? Because I've kind of seen people dance with this, and you could probably help me out. I like the old dudes, like the Shadow.
The Shadow came back.
Yeah, but who has them? Is it decent?
Dynamite Entertainment.
Afraid. Okay.
What's his nut? Oh, crap. Who are... dude face from Dogma /
Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith, that's the one.
Kevin Smith has the Shadow?
Not all of it. He just had a run of writing on it.
I'll stay away from it.
That's not bad. It's okay.
I'm not a big Kevin. I know it's horrible and it's sacrilegious, and especially for a guy
that's
with my comic
was.
Background to say I don't like Kevin Smith, but I'm not a big Kevin Smith fan.
Yeah, he's okay. I wouldn't say it was a stellar series. It had great cover artwork, but I didn't really collect any of it, so I read pieces of it, and it was like, oh, it was okay. They also brought back the Green Lantern again. Oh, sorry, I'm getting my things mixed up. Kevin Smith was doing the Green Lantern.
Okay, cool, so I can go to the Shadow.
So you should probably be able to do the Shadow, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I just remembered, because it was like, and Green... Oh, no, it was Kate. So, no, that was Green Lantern he was doing. Right. Too many freaking comic books in my head.
Are you still multitasking Tony Stark style? Where you're pulling
Maybe.
Up Google over here, and you're on Facebook over here, and checking into CNN just to get the
Did
latest
you see
headlines?
Some people like the Magic Farmers pages?
Yes, they should.
Well, they were. They were doing it right now. I just saw that. It popped up on my screen.
Magic Farmers Incorporated is hysterical.
I think so, too.
And I don't know if you've done any spoiler alerts, but we start prepping and recording and putting together season 2 this summer.
Woohoo!
At least that's the rumor I've heard.
I've heard something about that.
So it should be back in the fall. That's what I've heard. That's what people who know me have told me.
Some people know people? That, they know you?
That Magic Farmers Incorporated season 2, maybe sometime in this fall. That I hear things. People whisper. I hear things.
Wow, they're whispering. Liefeld. That's who I'm trying to remember.
Oh yeah, he used to be. Didn't he do a lot of work with Image?
Yes. He did Evangeline. That was his creation. Sorry. Nitty nut pieces of information like that drive me up the wall if I can't remember it.
So what about Marvel versus DC? Why do I have to pick a side?
You don't have to pick a side. I was just going to yibbity-yap about Marvel and DC. Little bit of the differences between. I mean, Marvel...
You've got 37 seconds left. How much time do we got?
We got 9 minutes.
Okay.
So, and we have also talked about this before, so it's like we have the agreements on this stuff. Marvel... They like to get into things and issues and stuff and stories and situations and things like, hey, real world, man. Real mm-hmm. world. DC wants to pretend it's still the 50s. Unless you go to their vertical lines. Their vertical lines, those are top-notch.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so yeah, obviously Marvel's groundbreaking. Tony Stark, Demon in the Bottle. And,
awesome.
And Cap, of course, always struggling with the loss of his partner, but then his partner comes back, you know, as somebody else. Thor struggling with father issues. So they bring a lot. Obviously, Spider-Man always has his dilemmas. So you've got everybody doing all this stuff. But didn't DC go out on, way on an edge and have one of the Teen Titans get addicted to heroin or something once?
Really?
Yeah, wasn't it like Speedy? I think his name's, I don't know who he is now.
Speedy would have been the Young Flash, Green Arrow. I think.
No, because that always pissed me off. Young Flash is called Flashlit or something like that.
No.
Kid Flash.
Kid Flash, yeah. Kid Flash. They Speedy. They had the yellow outfit.
Speedy
was the Green Arrow sidekick?
He's Green Arrows, which always confused me with the Teen Titans, because you would think Speedy would be the Flash's partner.
See, I never really read the Teen Titans too much, because I only liked Sunfire. For obvious reasons.
I guess somewhere along the line, anybody who watches Green Arrow or is a Green Arrow fan, his little sidekick, Speedy, I don't know what he's called now, but I think he tumbled into the world of heroin for a while.
Huh.
So they changed the world too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But if you ever get into reading any of their Vertigo lines, those are cool as hell. Because then you're talking about Gaiman's Sandman, you're talking about Constantine, Hellblazer, Fables. Gotcha. Those are the actual good stories that DC puts out.
Do those guys ever bleed over to the DC universe?
Constantine is pretty much the only character that does.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of which, you check out the trailer for Constantine, a TV show coming up in September. Finally, it looks like they're going to get something like that right.
There's Keanu Reeves in it.
No. I don't know who this guy is. As far as I'm concerned, he's never done anything else, but he probably has. First thing is, he's British. He talks with a British accent, like the character does in the comic book. Because he is British.
Who has a better English accent than Keanu Reeves?
Nobody but Keanu Reeves.
Did you see him in Dracula? I know where the bastard sleeps.
Right.
He was awesome.
Okay.
Not since Dick Van Dyke has an American nailed an English accent like that.
Oh, yeah, Preacher. That was a good Vertigo series, too. Yeah, you just floored me there, sir, for a second.
It's what I do.
Mind you, the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie, I didn't mind too much. It was fun. But it was definitely not Constantine from the comic books. But then, what comic book movie? Oh, yes, The Avengers is. My thing has been more about the independent comic book creations now. They're more fun. They're more interesting. IDW is getting up there. They got Godzilla. The comic book series is awesome. ZineScope is one of my favorite. They put out all the Grim Fairy Tale stuff, but that's mostly art trash stuff. It's like, hey, look, they're doing stuff, and it's cool. I think the Marvel and DC dichotomy is growing apart because people are bored with them.
Yeah. How many times do you think they'll do the reboot thing and start over again with the issue zero and start all over?
I think this was the last time. I don't think they'll be able to do it ever again. Future's End, that was the name of the series. I think, the last time, because DC has done... This is actually the first time DC ever did it. The whole New 52 thing was the first time they ever did it. It only took them, 22 years to catch up to Marvel. Marvel has done this... Three times now?
Yeah, they've
Reborn,
done it a few times.
The Marvel Ultimates. The Marvel Ultimate series actually got fairly decent. Some of it. The Spider-Man Ultimates I thought was boring as hell. X-Men Ultimates I thought was boring as hell.
I thought Avengers did a good job with the Ultimates.
The Avengers Ultimates kept going along in tangents like, oh, okay, this is okay, this is okay. Well, holy shit, this just got really freaking cool. When you find out Reed Richards is actually the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was freaking awesome.
Well, speaking about social issues again, one of my favorites in the Ultimates, which was what happened in the originals, but they kind of, obviously Ultimates made it more intense in modern day, was they were the first ones to deal with domestic violence.
Yes.
When Yellowjacket went nuts and beat the crap out of Wasp.
With Henry McCoy. No.
With Henry Hank McCoy. With Henry Hank McPim.
Henry McPim.
Henry McPim.
Yes.
But
and did you know that no other character in the Marvel Universe has gone through that many character changes?
They can't get rid of the guy. His next character incantation should be incarnation. His next character should just be herpes.
I think that is. He's Dr. Pym now. That's it. He doesn't do anything else.
Dr. Pym, herpes.
Or pimple cream. One or the other.
Yeah, because you can't get rid of him. You cannot get rid of him.
Dr. Pym's pimple cream. So, well...
But in Ultimates, when they redid that storyline,
they
Captain America found Hank McPym, Henry Hank McPym McCoy, in the bar and kicks the crap out of him.
Yeah. And then goes sleeps with his wife.
That's the way we do it downtown.
Mm-hmm. He got slapped. He got slapped down. It's like, so hard slapped down. Whoa.
He got Pym slapped.
Yes. Oh, hey, he got Pym slapped. That's funny.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's about at the end of the show for today. That's been like a quick hour.
Cool. We're ending on Pym slapped.
And let's tell the people what you've got new things coming out. Just throwing some random things in.
I should have. I just wrapped up my newest novel, Johnny Midnight Tales, and that should be out towards the end of the summer.
Woohoo!
Stygian Publishing.
Woohoo!
And Johnny Midnight Tales. It's a cool thing. He's like the Elvis of the paranormal world.
Thank you.
Everybody loves him. I'm sorry.
Does he eat peanut butter?
No.
Okay, good.
No, and he doesn't eat anything on his peanut butter if he did.
Ah,
and then of course there's I've heard the rumors about the Magic Farmers Incorporated season number 2 coming up, and then the Funky Werepig every Friday night, except for this Friday night, so I'd be lying.
So almost every Friday night.
Almost every Friday night, but I'm taking the Friday off because it's a big holiday weekend.
Oh, that's right. You guys have your holiday weekend this weekend. We had ours last weekend.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Victoria Day.
Congrats. How did it go?
It was wonderful. I got to. There were fireworks. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. It's like, oh my God! Everybody's firing off the fireworks. Like, all right, whatever. Whatever makes people happy, right? And can people find you on the Facebook?
I think so.
And like
that's
the Twitter?
And me.
You don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, you can find me on Team V Cafe. That's the best place to find me.
Yeah.
What are the odds they'd know where that is?
I would hope they'd know where it is right now at the tmvcafe.com, where we play only the best fun stuff in the universe. Exactly. In the whole damn universe. And people who want to really know, they should come and follow After Rot on Facebook, on Twitter, on anything else. I'm going to take over the world.
I'm surprised you haven't already. I think it's just the fact that you're too busy that you haven't done it already.
Well, it's a slow but sure process. You know, I've got this whole thing where it's going to be this again is going to go over there, and that's going to go over there, and this is going to go over there, and then there's going to be two friends, and they're going to make two more friends, and then those two friends are going to make two more friends, and then it's like, bam, we've got like zombies everywhere.
Well, like I said, you're the only show that has to start at like 8 o'clock. You start an hour and a half before you even hit the air. That's how much of a running start you do just for your show. I always show up at my show 5 minutes late.
Well, I have to unfortunately say that is the end of our show. Greg, thanks for coming on and playing with us for an hour.
Love it. After Rot fan.
Hey, cool. Yeah. I'm on my mellow cream now. Dr. Pym's purple cream is worn off. Chat room people, thanks for coming out and having fun with us. People listening in and all the miscellaneous other area things, like people like StreamFinder and whatever the hell all this other stuff is, that Streama and TuneIn. EW keeps telling me people keep listening on there from the weirdest places. That's just like damn cool. And on that merry note, I'm going to say thanks y'all for coming out.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.